Every year at Christmas, we hear the prophet Isaiah say to us, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone." We know that these words speak about Jesus. And Jesus himself claimed them as his own when he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As we enter the season of Advent today, we're trying something new this year. We're going to preach our homilies during Advent as a series of homilies, all 4 weeks connected together. We're calling this series "A Light Shines in Darkness," because at Christmas, we will celebrate the birth of that true light, Jesus. And Advent is meant to awaken us to the light of Jesus already shining in our world and in our lives. We will hear that reading from Isaiah on Christmas, but we remember that right now we are a people who walk in darkness, and Jesus is our light. As we begin Advent today, we have one lone solitary candle burning on that Advent wreath. That candle is a symbol of our hope in Jesus that shines in the darkness. Darkness seems to be around us all the time now. The sun's down by 5 p.m., it's not quite up even at 7 a.m. The cold weather makes us kind of want to stay inside and hibernate a little bit. And the darkness can be found even in the anxieties of life in our modern world. The constant political turmoil, the blatant disregard for human life, continuing scandal in our church. The darkness can be found in each of our lives, in the difficulties that we have, the trials, the burdens that can, if we let them, drain our hope. It can be easy to get caught up in this darkness and forget that Jesus is our light and the hope that shines by having him in our lives. In our Christian tradition, hope is what we call a theological virtue. That means that it is given to us directly by God. It is implanted in us at our baptism. The Catechism says that hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. Place our trust in Christ's promises and rely not on our own strength, but on the grace of the Holy Spirit. Because hope is a theological virtue, because it is given to us, it is implanted in our souls at baptism, that means that we can't get rid of it. We can't erase it. We can let it shrink down to a tiny little spark, but it will always be there, waiting to be enkindled, waiting to grow. So how do we enkindle this hope that Jesus gives us, this light of hope in our lives that we have been given at our baptisms? Well, the Catechism tells us that by hope we are able to desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life. Jesus teaches us that this life is a preparation for eternity. And that's really the focus of the readings for this first Sunday of Advent, that Jesus will come back again. And St. Paul says in the second reading from the letter to the Romans that it's time for us to wake up from our sleep, that our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. He tells us to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Darkness can make us complacent. Jesus tells us in the gospel, stay awake. It's harder to stay awake when we're focused on the darkness. This Thursday after Thanksgiving dinner, I don't think I stayed awake for 20 minutes after we were done eating. It was out like a light. It's hard to stay awake sometimes, especially when we're feeling super contented. But Jesus says, stay awake. St. Paul says, wake from sleep. Now is the time. The hope that burns brightly within us is a hope for eternal life. And Jesus is telling us today that everything we do is either a step towards eternity or it is a step away from heaven. Are we living as if eternity matters in my day-to-day life? There's so much more than this, but we have to be prepared for it. The Catechism also tells us that with hope we place our trust in Christ's promises. The season of Advent really is multidimensional. It is about Christ coming in history, which we will celebrate at Christmas. It's about his coming in majesty, his coming at the end of time, as we heard in the readings today, and also his coming in mystery. Jesus comes to us in mystery each and every day of our lives. We might not recognize him, but he's there. We see this, of course, in the sacraments. He's clothed in earthly realities, but he's present nonetheless. We see it in the scriptures. He's clothed in the words on a piece of paper, in a book. But when we read them or we hear them proclaimed, he is present. The scriptures are a way that we can open up these promises of Christ for us. Way to dispose ourselves to his coming in mystery into our lives. Open up a path for him to touch our everyday life. I've seen going around the internet these days something called the Advent Challenge. It involves reading one chapter of the Gospel of Luke every day for the next 24 days. There are 24 chapters in Luke's Gospel. So if you started today, December 1st, and read a chapter a day, by Christmas you will have read the entire life of Jesus and then be prepared to celebrate his birth. That it would be a wonderful way to invite Christ into your life, to open up those pathways where we see him coming in mystery into our lives. And the Catechism says that with hope, we rely not on our own strength, but on the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. I think all of us, at time in our lives, have to acknowledge that we don't have the power to solve every problem, make every situation right, overcome every obstacle or even every sin that comes into our life. When we acknowledge that fact of our own powerlessness, we can then turn those things over to Jesus, turn our whole lives over to him, and invite him to take those burdens and replace them with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does have the power to see us through those difficulties, to see us through the darkness. He has the power to take away our sins, to help us walk in the light of Jesus. The Holy Spirit can clear away all of that clutter that we build up that blocks the light of Christ. My friends, we are a people who walk in darkness, in all of the various forms that it comes into our lives. We can let that darkness overwhelm us, or we can remember that Jesus is a light shining in that darkness. And that gift of hope, which we receive in our baptism, allows us to walk with confidence towards eternity, trusting that Jesus is lighting our way and filling us with the power of his Holy Spirit. So this Advent, I would encourage you to use these weeks of preparation well, to think of one thing that you will do to mark this season as holy. And pray always that the light of Jesus will shine brightly in your life.